case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
You may have remembered, if you were listening on Friday, we were chatting about swans on Gilly Street. Another swan a couple of days ago got hit, which was very sad. Mm. And the council were talking about decisions on how to try and prevent swans from getting hit on Gilly Street, because they do walk over through the botanical gardens and walk onto Gilly Street.
Which is quite a busy stretch of road.
It's a very, very busy stretch of road. And you and I came up with this idea.
So could we put a fence?
Well, that's the only thing. That's the only thing is I'm thinking of, is if we put a fence on the lake side of Gilly Street.
Yeah.
And just like fence them into the lake. You know what the council have done?
They put a fence up, haven't they?
They put a fence up, baby! So maybe...
Someone was listening to us.
So, Mayor Daniel Maloney, you're welcome.
Come to us for any other ideas you might need.
The fence was our idea. Although it was the most logical and probably what they were going to do anyway, I would like to take credit for that fence. It's a semi-permanent fence.
It's like one of those construction
site fences. But nonetheless, Josh and Maddie responsible for saving lives.
Saving swans' lives. Are they going to make it permanent? Do we know?
I have no idea. They've put something up. It'll probably... I'm guessing the fence will be there until they can come up with some other sort of solution. So it could be months. Months and months.
Well, just look at Lydiard Street. That was meant to be temporary solution.
And you know what? I'm pretty sure we said, anyway, put some temporary railway gates there. And what are they doing?
And what are they still not done yet?
Putting temporary rail gates.
Yep.